School board member Adriana Bohm introduced the resolution and in an impassioned speech said last weekend's events in Charlottesville underscore the importance of racial equity work in schools.
People don't want to talk about racism. They don't want to talk about segregation. And I get it, it's hard. But the most important work is hard work, like raising our children. I have two kids. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. But I don't stop doing it because it's hard.
Bohm says an important first step for the committee is to consolidate school data to find out where the gaps in racial equity are and then use best practices to address them. Many community members came out in support of the resolution Wednesday, including Red Clay parent Josette Covington. She says her two children have witnessed racial inequity when it comes to discipline.
And they've seen the discrepancies in the way Black or Latino their friends are disciplined versus some of their white friends who might perform similar infractions or rule violations.
Covington hopes the committee will make strides to address that, as well as implicit racism that can affect how students achieve and how they themselves believe they can achieve. The committee's first meeting will be held on October 26th and is open to the public. Megan Pauly, Delaware Public Media.